Praise God. Amen. I believe the goodness of God is running after somebody in this service. God's trying to catch up with somebody. God's trying to help somebody to catch up with God. Amen? Well, praise God. I just thought I'd throw that out there. That's what I really believe. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Is there anything else? Does anybody need a word from God tonight? If you need a word from God, stand up. Now, when I come over there to you, I'm going to ask you certain questions, each one of you. Don't talk about anything else. Just answer the questions. I'm going to try to flow in the Holy Spirit. All right, young lady, what do you need? Well, tell me what's going on.
I need prayer for my son.
Do you?
Addicted.
How about you? How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Are you addicted?
No, I'm not drinking, not smoking, not doing anything.
How long has that been?
Myself. It's been a month and a half.
This is what the Lord says.
I got on my hands and knees and I cried.
This is what the Lord says. I don't want to miss this. Could be something really good. Here's what the Lord says. Keep up the good work. Okay? Keep up the good work. Look at me. God's going to give you a chance to mend some fences. Look at me. God's going to give you a chance to mend some fences. Is that right? If I'm wrong, I'm going to stop now. Just tell me. Is that God? God's going to open up some opportunities that you just, this, you ever have something, just say, I just wish I could make that right. I just wish I could say my, I just wish I could, God's, remember the song Desperado?
Yes.
You've been out mending fences. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Y'all stretch your hands toward this lady. What's your first name again?
Amazing Grace.
Amazing Grace. I'm not going to go on with that. Let's just
pray.
I love that song. Okay, you ready? Put your hands up. Okay, I'm just going to pray. And I'm just okay. It's not much, but that's what I got. God is going to. There's some things that you just wish you had another chance with somebody to get something. Okay. Father, in Jesus' name, put your hand on her heart. If you can, put it right there. Y'all stretch your hand. If anybody else has a word for her, please give it. Father, in Jesus' name, we pray for amazing grace. Her recovery is amazing, and it came at a high cost. It was Christ on the cross for all of the lost. Even grace, help her, God. Cause that opportunity to come to grace, Father. That opportunity to mend some fences. To be able to have a conversation with somebody she's not sure she'd ever, but you're going to create the same circumstances. Here's what God says. I'm going to create the circumstances. I'm going to change the circumstances. I'm going to allow the circumstances. And I'm going to give you what your heart's saying. You take that?
Yes.
Say, Father in heaven,
in the name of Jesus,
I receive the word of God. God bless you. Give the Lord a hand, everybody. All right. Now, same thing. Don't get too far away, girls. I'd like all three of you to come sit around this lady in case she tries to attack me. I want you to get a hold of her. No, I'm just. Sometimes I upset people. I don't do it on purpose. Now, I want you to do something very important. Yeah, come on over here. Well, you can do that, but this is what I want her to do. Tell me your first name again, please. Mary. Love that name. Mary. Do you need a word from the Lord? Tell me what's up. No? Okay. Okay. Here's what Jeremiah chapter 17. Here's what Jeremiah chapter 17 says. The heart is very hard to understand. Who can know it? This is Jeremiah chapter 17. Try to remember that. You need to read that chapter. And then he says, I do. I know it. The word says this about Mary, the mother of Jesus. Mary. Two prophets came to her when Jesus was 8 days old, and she took him in the temple, and they told her some powerful things. This is a Savior. This is the Savior of Israel. And many promises. And it said Mary kept all them things where? She kept them in her heart. All right. God's going to meet you in the night seasons for the next 3 nights. Do you take any medication at night to sleep? Good. Very good. You're going to know more 3 nights from now. Let me try to get this. It's not easy to do this. Whatever this is, it's been in your heart for a while. God says this, to everything there is a season and a time for every purpose under heaven. There's a time to be born. There happens to be a time to be born again. There's a time to do this and to do that. And he says, you're going to know some things that you've been wanting to know. It's coming real soon. Jill, would you pray for her? And that's good with the foot, but pray in the spirit. Somebody mic her. Where's all the microphones at? Somebody get a microphone. Jill, we got the purple one here, Mike. You got it close by. Just pray for her. Pray in the spirit about something besides her foot. God's taking care of that.
Father God, we come to you now. We lift our sister Mary to you, Father God. And Father, I thank you that you have touched her and that you have healed her. And Father God, more than physical healing, Lord God, she needs to be filled, Lord, to be filled with you. Father, she has an emptiness in her, Lord God, and the big hole of emptiness, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, that you are a God that is close to us. You are so close to us, Father God. You're the one that is filling that hole, Lord God, and you are making everything right for her. Father, I pray right now that you just help her to lift her head up. Lift her head to you, Father God, that she looks to you. And when these things come to try to oppress her, Father God, I pray that she just lift her head up and she looks at you and she just thanks you for everything that you have done for her. Lord, we were just singing that song. It says that your mercy is running after us. And Father, I thank you that your mercy is running after Mary. We give you all praise, honor, and glory in Jesus Christ's holy name. Amen.
Amen and amen. Well, I'm always prepared. I feel like the Lord is also prepared. And he is changing things just a little bit. I'm going to try to keep up with the Holy Spirit. Fellas, if you would please give me 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 20, in the King James translation of the Bible. 2 Chronicles. Thank you, Father. Thank you for the moving of the Holy Spirit. You know what? God's trying to minister to people here tonight. Very seldom is God in the crowd. God is always in the cloud. The cloud. The cloud of the Spirit. That's what I'm trying to reach right now. Somebody just pray for me. And I'm going to read the second part of this verse. And I'm going somewhere with this. Somebody follow me. It says, believe in the Lord your God, and you will be established. In other words, this here. Okay? Look. You want to have your foot on the rock and your name on the roll. That's all the rock and roll I do mostly right now. Man does not live by bread alone. Man does not do well by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Okay? Many don't believe. Many moves of the church right now, they don't believe in the moving of the Holy Spirit, nor the prophets. Luke 4, Matthew 4, Jesus told Satan, man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Okay? And so whenever you see, believe in the Lord your God, and you will be established. What I just showed you up there is a visual. I hope you remember it for the rest of your life. Is your foot on the rock? If your foot's not on the rock, your name won't be on the roll for very long. Now, I didn't say this. The Word says it. One of the places it says it a lot is in the book of Revelation. He that finishes with the Lord. See, anybody can start something. Ecclesiastes chapter 2 and verse, chapter 7, and I think verse 2 says this. Better is the end of a thing. Better is something brought to completion. Anybody can start something. God's looking for finishers. God's not looking for church attenders. God's looking for people that will surrender their life to God. That's just the truth. I did that once. Several years ago. No, he wants you to do it about 20 freaking times a day. He wants you to give your life. It's a choice all day long. Leave every person. See, I can't live it for you. I'm trying to live it for myself. Leave every person to work out their own salvation with fear and trembling. What's that all about? Look here. I hope you never find out, because if we miss heaven, we'll find out. It is time to take God at his promise, at his voice, and at his command, the way he wants us to live. I was interceding one morning recently, and I said, God, I'm just hoping that the election works out all right. And I'm going to tell you what's going on. Here's my notes. I'll give them to these fellas in the sound booth. They're the best. Them guys up there are the best. Somebody give them a hand. Amen. We might use these next week. We'll see. I don't know. But leave every person to work out their own salvation with fear and trembling. In other words, take God serious. This ain't no drill. And you're not coming back as a butterfly when you die. You're not coming back to earth again. When a person dies, it says in Ecclesiastes chapter 12. I'm going to go there. And here's what it says in Ecclesiastes chapter 12. Verse 7, when you die, most likely the last person that's going to speak over you and say your final words is going to be somebody like me. I've been asked to say things to try to preach people into heaven. I've been asked to preach people into hell. And at funerals, I just preach. But I'm going to tell you something. We better all see all of us, these bodies here, they're going to get old. The heart's going to cease to work. I'm appalled at how many young people are dying. You're going to be put in a box or you're going to be cremated. One is as good as the other. You mean cremation is not a sin? I said, I don't think so. I think if you ain't got money for, if you ain't got $12,000 for a funeral, it might be something better. Amen? If it's going to strap your family, it's going to get an amen. I mean, really. I'm not preaching against that. I don't know enough about it to preach against that. I don't know anybody on earth that has enough to preach about that. Then shall the dust return to the earth as it was, and the spirit, everybody say spirit. Now, Jesus told the woman at the well in John chapter 4, the Samaritan woman, he said, she was saying, well, you know, you Jews say that we're supposed to worship Jesus in Jerusalem, but we're in Samaria. What do you say? And he said, well, I say this. God is a spirit. Everybody say God is a spirit. Now listen to this in Genesis chapter 1, verses 26 and 27. Let us make man in our image after our likeness. Okay? Now God is a spirit. And we are made in the image of God. Man is a spirit. We live in a temporary body. We got a better one coming up. I'm telling you, I'm coming back skinny. And I can eat all I want. At the marriage supper of the Lamb, there's a few things on earth here that I hope will be at the marriage supper of the Lamb. But a lot of these restaurants ain't part of that. Amen. But let us make man in our image after our likeness. Genesis 1, 26 and 27. Can you put that up there, please? Believe his prophets. Hold it. Believe in the Lord. Could you put that back for just a minute? I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I don't think I read that last part of that. If you could just put that back where we were. That was 2 Chronicles chapter 20 and verse 20. In the King James language, it'd be fine. All right. Believe in the Lord your God, so shall you be established. Established when your foot is on the rock, your name will be on the roll. Believe his prophets, so shall you prosper. Now, a lot of people, they don't understand. They say, that's dead. We don't understand it. For God's sake, they don't do that no more. Well, I'm here to tell you they're wrong. And every time I get up, there's a chance I'm going to show you. I'm going to show you. Did you see that woman? When I gave her that word about the fence, see how she broke? You know why? I didn't know it was in her heart, but God did. What did I have to do? I had to listen. I had to listen. I had to pay the price to listen, to hear. What if the next 10 decisions that you made was all perfect? You can have that. Romans 8:14 says you can have it. As many as are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God. See? Many will say to me in that day, Lord, I did this and I tried to do that and I was hoping to get in. The Lord said, depart from me, you worker of iniquity. I never knew you. See? It's not what you know. Does God know you? But believe his prophets, so shall you prosper. It is written, touch not my anointed. And do my prophets no harm. For it doesn't matter who you are. If you touch my anointed, if you touch my prophets, I will rebuke you one way or another. That's a promise from God. You know that in the Old Testament, almost every one of the prophets were murdered. because I didn't like what the prophets had to say. You know the thing about a true prophet? He ain't worried about that. She ain't worried about that. They're going to just say it anyway. I've done that many times in my life. Have you ever been wrong? I don't know. Probably. But you know, if you'll pay the price and you'll get in there, God doesn't just talk to prophets. You know who he talks to as much as prophets? Children. His children. His children. You don't have to say you're this or that or do it. You just have to be a child of God and take him seriously. Every day commit yourself to him. Say, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. I don't want to go my own way. I'm always messing up. Father, help me to go your way today. Somebody needs to hear me this morning. God's trying to touch somebody in here. God's trying to change somebody's life. You know who you are. I don't know who you are. I don't even want to know who you are. For God's sake, I don't want to know. Don't stop me after when I'm leaving. I'm saying, I'm the one. Work it out. Remember the Beatles song? We can work it out. We can work it out. Life is very short and there's no time for fussing and fighting, my friends. I have always thought that it's a crime. So I will ask, we used to play this when I was in a band in the 60s. You once again, try to see it my way. Da la da 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 da. We're always trying to get people to see it our way, aren't we? Huh? Yeah. But believe his prophets and you'll prosper. If you don't understand or if you don't like them, just leave them alone. Leave them alone. Touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm, the word says. Now, if you would go with me to John chapter 5 in the New Testament, and we'll try the King James language. And I'm going to share another thought here. You're going to have plenty of time to get in that line. There's so much good stuff back there to eat. Oh, man. How many of you like potatoes? Anybody like potatoes in this room? We don't have any of them. No, we do. We've got lots of them. One time, me and my cousin Rick, I was living with my cousin Rick in my last year of high school. And Aunt Helen had a maid. Her name was May. And she was very colorful and different. And she was supposed to be taking care of us, doing our laundry, do this, and feed us and everything. And she said, boys, boys. She's real little boys. And my cousin Rick was so bad. He said, she's acting like she can't hear. He said, watch this. I've done this before. And he took her quarter and he threw it on the floor. And she just knew right where that, I mean, I don't know. I liked it a lot better than you guys did when that happened. Boys, would you boys like some spaghetti? We looked at each other and said, yeah, babe, we love spaghetti. She goes, well, we don't have any. And she walked back into the kitchen. I don't know what she got. That's an honest, that's a true story. Over here, you. What's your name? Tell me your name again.
Jenny.
Jenny, that's right. I see you on Facebook all the time. Yeah, you look like a happy soul.
I am.
How's everything going in your life?
Wonderful. Well, tell
me.
Honestly,
look here.
Life.
Listen. Tell me that right now. That well part. Can you tell me a little bit? You don't have to give us all your secrets. Just tell me, because I think God wants to touch you tonight. I think.
I feel blessed that I woke up when I take care of sick people. So every day I do wake up. I have my own little you know thing to happen in life, but I am overwhelmed with how blessed I am a lot of times, and I just feel like honestly, you know what's bothering my heart is really bad right now, as I feel like I'm seeing all the things that are happening on the East Coast with the people suffering. That's what's bothering me. I am overwhelmed with the people suffering that we can't see on this earth. You know what I mean? I go to bed at night and I wake up thinking about suffering for people. Like, you know, like, I wish, like, so my prayers, I have my family that I love, and I think I have everybody around us that I feel good about, you know.
Do you ever get up in the middle of the night doing that and thinking about it and agonizing over it?
Yes, I do.
You do? You know, Kelly, the anointing is caught as much as it's taught. Sit here, and you might have something to say to her. You know what the word says? I looked for a person to stand in the gap. Let that hit you. To make up the hedge. Tell me your name again. Hold it. Hope. What's your name? Jennifer. Okay. I'm real bad at names. I can recall Bible verses pretty good, but I'm really bad at names. Please don't hold that against me, because God wants to say something to you. This is what he wants to say. I looked for somebody to stand in the gap. Gap people, wake up in the middle of the night. Gap people are like Jesus. They can be touched by the feelings of the infirmities. That's how Jesus is. He can feel that. You know what Jesus is doing with you, I think? I think he's sharing with you his heart. God didn't kill those people. God loves those people. We ain't no better than them people. Now, what I'd like you to do is this. Whatever time of day it is, does this ever happen? Like when you're driving? Happens to me a lot when I'm driving. You just start thinking about somebody. Your heart gets a little bit heavy because you think, man, yeah. 2 Chronicles 7:14 says this, if my people, see, God ain't worried about the armies. God is not impressed by governments and banks. It's his people. Who is on the Lord's side in this room? Who is God's people? Because if my people, which are called by my name, will do four things: humble themselves and pray, turn from their wicked ways, and seek my face, then I will hear from heaven, and I will heal their land. I will answer their prayer. Those are gap people. I think God wants you to be a gap person. And sometimes at night, is it Jennifer? Okay. I'm doing pretty good. Does that ever happen at night? Do you ever wake up sometimes with a burden? Now listen to me. If God's trying to put a call on your life, is that okay with you? Will you submit to that call? I want you to say this as a prayer from your heart. Are you born again? Okay. I want you to say, so you know him as Father. Say, Heavenly Father, here I am. If you're calling me to cry out for the injustice, for the sadness, and the suffering of people, say, Father, put both hands up, Jennifer. Say, here I am. I really believe this. See, Jennifer came in here. I had notes. I'm going a different way. We'll be out of here in just a few minutes. I want you to take that seriously. Pastor Kay, would you go sit by her or whatever and give her whatever you have and pray for her? Impart that. If you agree with that, if you can see that in her, you saw what just happened here. The anointing is taught and the anointing is caught. In the name of Jesus. Go over there. Bring her over here wherever you two can both be comfortable. And let's just witness what's happening here. Blue mic.
I think it's just amazing because not everybody has empathy. That's really getting more rare in the world. People can't feel for other people. And so I think that of all the things that she could have said was on her heart, it was for other people. And so I think that because you asked that, God wants to know, I'm going to do that for those people, but what do you really want? What can he do for you?
If
you can't mic her,
like sending, you think about sending financial aid out there or whatever, just anything I can do. I don't know. I thought maybe we could get a clothes drive together. I don't know. Just send blankets, anything. It's always on my head. I know we have local people, but just lately I'm just, there's so much suffering. You know, when I see it.
Listen to this, Jennifer.
It's overwhelming.
Here's what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 16, verse 19. Behold, I give you the keys to the kingdom of God. I looked for somebody to stand in the gap. That's Old Testament. It's the keys. Put your hands out. Say, Father, thanks for the keys.
Thank you for the keys.
This is what he said. These are what these keys are for. Whatever you lock up, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you open on earth will be opened in heaven. It's good to do good things. That's wonderful. God wants you to command jet streams, problems, take authority. I had a vision in 2023 of the earth. It was full of black goo. You know what that goo was? Spiritual problems. Demonic problems. Demons. According to Ephesians chapter 6. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against powers. Amen? Amen. You know that verse. You know where I'm going. Now, put on the whole armor of God. Revelation. I think chapter 1. The word says, he has made us kings and priests. Priests sit before the Lord and they get commanded and then they do it. Then kings make decrees. Whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but believe that what he says, whatsoever he says, will happen. I'm telling you that you have the power. I don't care what, I don't think a lot of good, you know, I don't think everything that's been said over you has been good. Am I right?
Yeah.
But I'm going to tell you what God says over you. I looked for somebody. He's been seeking you out since the praise and worship service. You're the one. And what he's saying, go ahead, Kel, tell her. Say something if you can. If you know
well,
what
I just feel like divine creativities. He's going to give you that. Just a way to do exactly what you want to do for people. Can you give you a creative way to do it? Go with that.
Could we pray for this lady? And if anybody feels like you want to lay hands on her, come on and do it. Or if you want, got a word for her. Pastor Kay, just you lead us in a prayer for her.
Father in heaven, I thank you for Jenny right now. And Lord, I plead the blood of Jesus over her. God, every part, Lord, that's troubled, and every trouble you've taken it up, and God, the things that she can't even say to anybody but you, Lord, I thank you that you are touching those places in her life right now, and God, you've taken the utmost concern for those things, and right now I thank you that you're making a way where there has not been a way before, and God, you've heard the desire of her heart to help people that are suffering in our nation. And Lord, I ask that you would give her a way to do that. That sounds like a big thing, but God, you're a big God. And so we thank you for giving her a way that she can do what she's asked you for. In Jesus' name, amen.
I think you're a very special person, Jennifer. I think you're very special. Thank you for letting us minister. I believe, do you feel like you've been ministered to the correct way tonight?
Yeah.
With accuracy?
Yeah.
Good. Good. I want to say this to you. Church attendance is good. Being sold out to Jesus is better. Let's make an altar or come to the altar. Whatever you want to do. Everybody that wants to take communion with us, we would love to have you take. We don't want to have any requisites. And if you don't want to take communion, you don't have to. Thank you, Father in heaven. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. If anybody else here wants a calling on their life, tell God about it.